The Bible is quite clear that God desires that all people come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, have faith in him, to receive the gift of everlasting life. We believe, teach, and confess that the faith which trusts in Christ Jesus is a gift which we receive as the Holy Spirit causes us to recognize our sin and to hear of Jesus' sacrifice. This week our prayer confesses this truth, even as we ask God's rich blessing on the church and individuals. O God, you declare your almighty power above all in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant us such a measure of your grace that we may obtain your gracious promises and be made partakers of your heavenly treasures. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Yet the gospel reading for this past Sunday is a prophecy of the destruction of Jerusalem, spoken on Palm Sunday as Jesus rode into the city the week he was crucified. And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation." This week we will see God's love expressed even as he condemns those who reject him. May our Lord grant us wisdom to recognize the opportunity to hear of his grace. Amen.